Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10:00 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm night across Israel. Tel Aviv remains clear with a gentle breeze. In Jerusalem, the skies are calm, making it a pleasant evening. In Haifa, mild temperatures are making it an ideal night to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, from Walla, earlier today, Israel Defense Forces targeted a Hezbollah commander in Beirut. The attack aimed at Mohammad Rald Balout, the commander of Hezbollah's elite Radwan unit. The outcome of the strike is still unclear. Also, the Jerusalem Post reported earlier this hour that the IDF's attempt in Beirut was the first in weeks. The United States had prior knowledge but did not authorize it. Also this hour, I-24 News announces the U.S. and Iran are nearing an agreement to de-escalate tensions. This includes a framework for future nuclear discussions. Separately, the Jewish Telegraphic Agency reports that Israel and the U.S. have condemned Belgium. This comes after Belgian prosecutors plan to charge two Jewish men over ritual circumcisions. And finally, Al Arabiya reported that the UAE condemned recent statements from Iran. The UAE's foreign ministry described them as hostile. Reaction has been swift on social media. I-24News_EN posted minutes ago that former President Trump has given Iran 1 week to sign a U.S. proposal to end the war. In a post from earlier, a senior Israeli official shared the IDF's orders to eliminate the Radwan force commander in Beirut. This aligns with the Israeli government's threat prevention policy. Al Arabiya English reported just moments ago that the UAE has strongly condemned Iran's recent statements. Let's go deeper. Starting with the strike in Beirut, Walla reports that the operation targeted Hezbollah's elite Radwan unit. This attack marks a significant escalation in the region's ongoing tensions. The potential implications could strain relations further between Hezbollah and Israel. Turning to the diplomatic front, I-24 News highlights efforts by the U.S. and Iran to de-escalate current tensions. The nearing agreement could pave the way for future nuclear negotiations. This development could significantly alter the geopolitical landscape in the Middle East. Meanwhile, from the Jerusalem Post, the IDF's recent operation in Beirut did not have a direct request for U.S. approval. This highlights the complex coordination between allied forces in the region. Understanding these dynamics is crucial for future strategic operations. And in earlier reporting from JTA, the planned prosecutions in Belgium have sparked outrage from Jewish communities. Both Israel and the U.S. have condemned these actions. This issue underscores ongoing challenges regarding religious freedoms in Europe. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that physical AI is reshaping where computational processes occur. This shift has significant implications for robotics and manufacturing sectors globally. Separately, Walla Business reveals a labor dispute at the tax authority involving around 4,500 employees. This conflict stems from opposition to recent unilateral decisions. And finally, Globes announces the launch of Alpha Drive Ventures, a new $10 million fund. The fund, initiated by Elron Veterans, will focus on cybersecurity and AI investments. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 11 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.